Κυρίες και κύριοι, επιστρέφουμε στην εκπομπή Παγκόσμια Φωνή μας και έχουμε ήδη πάει στην Ολλανδία να μιλήσουμε με την Σόνια Ρέινσντορπ. Είπα προηγουμένως Ρέινσντορπ, I think I made a mistake in the pronunciation. Σόνια, welcome to the Voice of Greece radio station.
Good afternoon, thank you very much.
We thank you very much. You are the first person we talked to from the Netherlands.
Yes.
You're one of the kids who left Greece at the time after, you know, the Second World War. We want to thank you very much for being with us. Let me translate. Είπα στην Σόνια ότι είναι η πρώτη που μιλάμε από την Ολλανδία, το πρώτο παιδί υιοθετημένο Ελληνόπουλο που μιλάμε από την Ολλανδία και την ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ που είναι στην εκπομπή μας. Σόνια, πες μας την ιστορία σου. Please tell us your story.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, first of all, it's very nice and a nice coincidence that you call me today on the name day of my biological father, Nikos.
Χρόνια πολλά, χρόνια πολλά.
And okay, well, I was born on the 20th December 1959 in the Alexandra Hospital in Athens. And after my birth, I was transferred to the Vrefokomio in Mitera in Athens. And there I stayed 1.5 years before I was adopted by Dutch parents.
Are you aware of...
Sorry,
I have to translate.
Yes.
Μας είπε η Σόνια ότι γεννήθηκε στην Ελλάδα στις 20 Δεκεμβρίου του 1959. Ο βιολογικός... 59.
Yes, 59.
59, I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. Γεννήθηκε στις 20 Δεκεμβρίου του 1959. Ο βιολογικός της πατέρας λέγεται Νικόλαος, Νίκος, και γιορτάζει σήμερα. Η ίδια γεννήθηκε στο νοσοκομείο Αλεξάνδρα. Και από εκεί κατέληξε στο Μητέρα, όπου έμεινε περίπου 1,5 χρόνο.
Yeah.
Okay, Σόνια.
Μέχρι να την υιοθετήσουν οι Ολλανδοί γονείς.
Ακριβώς.
Yes, exactly. So, my parents, my adoptive parents, came to choose me from the Vrefokomio. Not like most of the Americans who were just sent to America, the Dutch parents came to the Vrefokomio and they were presented with, you know, a couple of kids and some of them could choose the children. Like my parents could give a preference for ages and if they wanted a boy or a girl.
Let me translate, Σόνια. Η Σόνια μας είπε ότι οι γονείς που την υιοθετήσανε, οι Ολλανδοί γονείς που την υιοθετήσανε, ήρθανε ήδη στο Βρεφοκομείο Μητέρα και είχαν επιλογές, αλλά κατέληξαν στην ίδια. Σε αντίθεση, λέει, με πολλά από τα παιδιά τα οποία πήγανε στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες, αλλά δεν ήρθανε οι ίδιοι οι γονείς που τα υιοθετήσανε να τα δούνε, τους τα στείλανε κατά κάποιο τρόπο αφού είχαν πάει φωτογραφίες, φαντάζομαι, και ούτω καθεξής. Yes, Sonia, go ahead.
And so my parents came to Greece and they had the preference for a baby and a toddler. They wanted two children, which was very common for the Netherlands to adopt two children. Maybe not at the same time, but many parents came back and my parents took two at the same time. So they took me, I was 1.5, and they took a brother who was 3. Not my biological brother, but he was also there to be adopted.
Ναι, μας είπε η Σόνια ότι οι θετοί γονείς της θέλανε 2 παιδιά. So επιλέξανε την ίδια και επίσης υιοθετήσανε ένα ακόμη αγόρι, το οποίο δεν είναι βιολογικός αδερφός της, ο οποίος εκείνη την εποχή ήταν 3 χρονών.
Σόνια, why they chose to adopt children from Greece?
Γιατί επέλεξαν να διαλέξουν παιδιά από την Ελλάδα.
Greece was very popular at that time. It was easy in the beginning of the 60s to adopt children from Greece. And in the end, 600 children went to Holland.
Μας είπε η Σόνια ότι τη ρώτησε ο Πέτρος γιατί επέλεξαν την Ελλάδα και είπε ότι στις αρχές δεκαετίας του 60 ή κάπου εκεί ήταν πολύ δημοφιλές να υιοθετηθούν παιδιά από την Ελλάδα. Ήταν και εύκολο και γι' αυτό το λόγο κάπου 600 παιδιά υιοθετήθηκαν από Ολλανδούς γονείς από την Ελλάδα εκείνη την εποχή. Yes, Sonia, go ahead.
So we went to the Netherlands, to Amsterdam, where I basically grew up, and we went. I grew up in Holland, speaking Dutch with Dutch parents whom I didn't look like, and but who were very nice. I was very lucky. My parents were really great people, and I'm very lucky to come into their family.
Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι πήγε στην Ολλανδία, συγκεκριμένα στην πόλη του Άμστερνταμ. Εκεί μεγάλωσε, μιλούσε Ολλανδικά, ότι οι θετοί γονείς της ήταν Ολλανδοί ασφαλώς, ήταν πολύ καλοί απέναντί της και αισθάνεται και η ίδια πολύ τυχερή που είχε τέτοιους θετούς γονείς. Γεια σας, Σόνια.
And in the βρεφοκομείο, I had a social, I think it was a social worker or a nurse or... She took care of me. She baptized me, and she was my personal, nurse, I would say. And in the end, when I left for Holland, she wrote me many letters for around 8-9 years. I received twice or three times a year letters from her, and I'm sure, I was young, but I'm sure my parents must have answered. And she, actually, I'm still looking for her. Maybe I can tell. Her name is Maria Spanouzaki, and I have been trying many, many years to find her. So far, I didn't succeed.
Μας είπε η Μέρη ότι όταν ήταν στο βρεφοκομείο μητέρα, μία νοσοκόμα και μία κοινωνική λειτουργός, ονόματι Μαρία Σπανουδάκη, το πήρε προσωπικά, την κοιτούσε, ήταν πολύ κοντά της.
Και μάλιστα τη βάφτισε κιόλας. What was the name you were baptized?
Sonia.
Oh, Sonia. So yes. You were baptized before leaving Greece. So
I did. Mm. Yes. So... I was 1.5. Just before, a few weeks before I left, I was baptized in the Vrefokomio Mitera.
Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι η ίδια εκείνη η κυρία, η νοσοκόμος, η κοινωνική λειτουργός, την βάφτισε κιόλας. Αυτή της έδωσε το όνομα Σόνια, και παρότι το γεγονός ότι έφυγε και πήγε στην Ολλανδία, για κάπου 8-9 χρόνια της έγραφε γράμματα 1-2 φορές το χρόνο. Yes, Sonia. And you have those letters, I guess.
Yes, yes, of course. I kept them all. And the thing is, there's no address. It's just the letters, no envelopes. And so I have no idea where she went, what happened. That's my own. I have searched a lot since I left, and she's my last search.
Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι έστελνε αυτά τα γράμματα, τα οποία όμως δεν είχαν διεύθυνση, και η ίδια προσπαθεί να βρει αυτή τη γυναίκα, αλλά δεν τα έχει καταφέρει μέχρι στιγμής. Okay, go ahead.
Sonia, did your parents, at what age they told you that you were adopted?
I always knew. I was just knowing. I was 1.5. My brother was 3. We knew. And it was not a matter of when they did tell us. It was just there. My parents were talking about it all the time. And they were telling us the story of how they got us, how they chose us. And how they took us back home all the time, and so there was not a question from. It was just like that.
Μας είπε, τη ρώτησε ο Πέτρος την Σόνια πότε έμαθε ότι ήταν υιοθετημένη, και είπε ότι από την αρχή οι γονείς της, οι Ολλανδοί γονείς της, της είπανε ότι και σε αυτήν και στον αδερφό της από την ηλικία 1,5 και 3 χρονών ότι ήταν υιοθετημένη.
So it was never a question for you. You always knew it since early days. So it was very normal for you.
Yes, it was normal, and and my parents were proud. They were proud of having us, and they were proud of having Greek children. And they were showing us off to everybody. They told everybody who wanted to know that they had two children from Greece, so it was never an issue.
Μας είπε ότι οι γονείς της ήταν πολύ περήφανοι που είχαν παιδιά από την Ελλάδα και ότι και στις κοινωνικές επαφές που είχαν το λέγανε στους άλλους ότι τα παιδιά εδώ είναι από την Ελλάδα, ήταν πολύ περήφανοι για αυτό το πράγμα.
Your brother was at the age of 3 when he was adopted. When
yes.
he was adopted, he had some. I mean, was he remembering the days before being adopted? I mean, his.
He says he did. Yes.
Yeah.
He says he does remember things. He had flashbacks, but he was from Corfu, and he was child number 8 in his family, and he was sick. And his parents could not afford medication, and that's the reason they gave him up for adoption. He just came from a family.
Την ρώτησε ο Πέτρος για τον αδερφό της, εάν ο αδερφός της έχει κάποιες μνήμες από την εποχή που ήταν 3 χρονών, και είπε ότι έχει κάποια flashbacks, που λέμε, δηλαδή κάποιες έτσι αποσπασματικές αναμνήσεις. Ο ίδιος ήταν το 8ο παιδί μιας οικογένειας από την Κέρκυρα και ήταν άρρωστο και η οικογένεια δεν είχε λεφτά να αγοράσει φάρμακα και γι' αυτό το λόγο τον δώσανε. I'm sure your, είμαι σίγουρος ότι your relationship, η σχέση σου with your brother must be very good, right? Πρέπει να είναι πολύ
It
καλή
is
σχέση.
Very good. Yes, we live in the same country. We don't see each other that often, but we are always there for each other. Yes.
Και όντως επιβεβαιώνει ήταν πολύ καλή και πάντοτε ο ένας είναι κοντά στον άλλον. And did you have είχες στο μυαλό σου, did you have in your mind to find out να ανακαλύψεις who your biological parents were? Ποιοι ήταν οι βιολογικοί γονείς σου?
I did. When I was 11 years old and my brother was 13, we went to Greece. My parents took us to Greece for the first time after we left 10 years before, also to find the biological parents of my brother, which we succeeded. Oh. And for me, no, because I didn't know. I had a name, but I was too young. And we visited the Vrefokomio at that time, and that was a nice time. We spent holiday in Greece, and we went to visit my brother's family.
It was then when you found out that your father, biological father, was Nikos.
No. That I only found out 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
Let me say so. Μας είπε η Σόνια ότι όταν ήταν αυτή 11 χρονών και ο αδερφός της 13 χρονών, οι Ολλανδοί γονείς τους φέρανε στην Ελλάδα για να βρούνε τους βιολογικούς γονείς τους και τα καταφέρανε με την οικογένεια του αδερφού της. Αλλά, so they succeeded in finding your brother's family, but not
yes.
yours, right?
No, and we were not looking for mine. Because his family was easy to find. His okay. parents were married. He came from a small village. It was easy. We just had to go there and we found them.
Τη ρώτησα την Σόνια αν βρήκανε μόνο τους βιολογικούς γονείς του αδερφού της και όχι τους δικούς της και είπε ότι ήταν ευκολότερο να βρουν τους βιολογικούς γονείς του αδερφού της γιατί ήταν από ένα μικρό χωριό
της
Κέρκυρας και πήγανε εκεί και τους βρήκανε και τα λοιπά.
Σόνια, do you remember going to that village in Corfu?
Oh yes, I remember very well. Because it was so small, and now it's a little bit bigger, but it was so small. The whole village was outside looking at us. So it was. Yeah.
Η Σόνια μας είπε ότι θυμάται πολύ καλά την ημέρα που πήγανε σε αυτό το μικρό χωριό της Κέρκυρας για να βρουν τους βιολογικούς γονείς του αδερφού της, του θετού αδερφού της.
Ήταν πολύ μικρό το χωριό και όλο το χωριό είχε βγει έξω και τους κοίταζε.
Ακριβώς. Did you feel a little bit strange at that point? Αισθάνθηκες λίγο περίεργα εκείνη την στιγμή?
Yes, it was strange because we came into this very nice and pleasant and welcoming Greek family, but we didn't speak a word of Greek. My father spoke 3 words, so it was strange. But nice.
Μας είπε ότι ήταν περίεργο όλο αυτό, γιατί πήγανε όντως στο σπιτικό εκεί της οικογένειας του αδερφού της, αλλά τα παιδιά δεν μιλούσαν ελληνικά. Ο θετός πατέρας μιλούσε λίγες λέξεις,
τρεις
λέξεις λέει ελληνικά, και ήταν λίγο περίεργα. And how did you communicate? Πώς επικοινωνήσατε?
Well, there was in the village a man, he had a cafe and he spoke German.
Ah, I see. So from that, German is about, well, have similarities. And of course,
υπήρχε κάποιος...
he spoke German. Yeah, yeah, my father spoke German, so he helped us to communicate. And
ο τρόπος που επικοινωνήσανε ήταν γιατί κάποιος εκεί στο χωριό ήξερε γερμανικά, ο θετός πατέρας της ήξερε επίσης γερμανικά, και με αυτόν τον τρόπο επικοινωνούσαν μεταξύ τους. And of course, for you it was not your biological family, δεν ήταν η βιολογική σου οικογένεια, but for your brother it must have been, I don't know, did he ever tell you how he felt at the time? Της είπε ποτέ ο αδερφός της πώς αισθάνθηκε εκείνη τη στιγμή?
He felt good seeing his parents and his grandmother, who was very late in her late 90s, and but it was also strange, and he had no connection with them. He didn't grow up with them, and you know, our adoptive parents are our parents. So it was strange, but it was nice, and we did it, and we left. And it was only, I think, 30 years later or so that he returned.
Μας είπε ότι ήταν όντως περίεργα, αλλά ήταν ωραία. Δεν αισθανόταν ο αδερφός της, επειδή είχε φύγει μικρός, δεν είχε σχέση με την οικογένεια, δεν αισθανόταν τόσο πολύ ισχυρό δεσμό. Επέστρεψε μετά από 30 χρόνια στο συγκεκριμένο μέρος, όπως μας είπε η Σόνια. And what about your family, Sonia?
Yes.
Τι έγινε με την βιολογική σου οικογένεια? Did they try to find your family? Προσπαθήσαν να βρουν την οικογένειά σου?
No, I did myself. I was in my late 30s when I thought it was time to go and search. Otherwise, you never know. You get older, your biological family gets older. Maybe they don't live anymore. So I was nearly 40 when I started searching for my mother.
Ήταν σχεδόν 40 χρονών, λέει, όταν ξεκίνησε να ψάχνει για τη μητέρα της. Did you find your mother?
So just before the year 2000, about?
Yes, just before, 2 years before. Yeah, 1998, I started searching. And the Vrevokomio Mitera, they did the search for me. I sent them a letter, and they searched for me, and they found her, well, very quickly, within a few weeks.
Μας είπε ότι όταν ήταν περίπου 40 χρονών, το 1998, κάπου εκεί, ξεκίνησε να ψάχνει την οικογένειά της. Το βρεφοκομείο μητέρα τη βοήθησε και ήταν σχετικά εύκολο να την βρούνε, την βιολογική μητέρα της Σόνια.
So tell us, what did they tell you at the time?
So I got a letter from the social service there, and they said, we found her, and she's not in a very good condition. But she would like to receive a letter from you. So I wrote a letter. Actually, I wrote a very, very long letter. My whole life was in that letter of many pages. And they translated it for her. And I only got very little feedback from them. And so I said, you know, maybe it's time to meet. So in the year 2000, I said, I'm coming to Greece and I would like to meet, can you arrange it for me?
Μας είπε η Σόνια ότι της είπανε από το βρεφοκομείο ότι η μητέρα της δεν ήταν σε καλή κατάσταση και ότι θα ήταν προτιμότερο να στείλει ένα γράμμα, και πράγματι της έστειλε ένα γράμμα που περιέγραφε όλη τη ζωή της.
Πολύ μεγάλο γράμμα.
Σε αυτό το γράμμα. Δεν έλαβε κάποια απάντηση.
Όχι, έλαβε μια μικρή απάντηση.
Did you receive a letter, did you receive a feedback from your...
Yes.
Micro.
Yeah, just a few lines saying that she was okay and...
Ναι, sorry, δικαίω μου λάθος. Είπε η Σόνια ότι ναι, έλαβε ένα γράμμα με πολύ λίγα πράγματα όμως. σαν απάντηση στο δικό της μακρύ γράμμα περιέγραφε την ζωή της και το 2000 αποφάσισε να έρθει στην Ελλάδα για να την δει και ίδια. So you decide to come to Greece and meet her yourself, right?
Yes, exactly.
And
so we made an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
We made an appointment in the Grafikomio, and so I came to Greece for a couple of days, and she said she would be there. And while I was in Greece, the social worker who was going to lead the talks phoned me that she didn't want to come anymore. And that she told her that she has to because I was already in Athens and she could not reach me anymore. And she was really counting on her to be there.
Let me understand, για να καταλάβουμε κάτι. So, η Σόνια ήρθε στην Ελλάδα, έγινε ένα... δώσανε ραντεβού στο βρεφοκομείο για να συναντήσει την μητέρα της και η κοινωνική λειτουργός η οποία θα μεσολαβούσε για να μεταφράσει και τα λοιπά, της είπε ότι η μητέρα της άλλαξε άποψη και δεν ήθελε να έρθει. Nurse there, the social worker told you your mother didn't want to meet you at the time?
Yes, she was afraid and she actually didn't want to come, but she persuaded her. So she said she would be there.
Mm-hmm. And? Did she show up?
Yes, she did. She came there with her husband, not my father, but her husband, whom she married a couple of years after she left me.
So, στο τέλος όμως την έπεισαν τη βιολογική μητέρα της να έρθει στη συνάντηση και ήρθε με τον σύζυγό της, ο οποίος δεν ήταν ο βιολογικός πατέρας της Σόνια, ήταν ένας άλλος άνθρωπος που είχε παντρευτεί λίγο αργότερα.
Σόνια, was she very young when she gave birth to you?
I don't think so. She was 24.
Oh, 24, okay.
So I don't think that's very young. Not in that time.
So, μας είπε η μητέρα ήταν 24 όταν την γέννησε, άρα δεν είναι τόσο μικρή. And how was the meeting at it? I mean, when it's the first time you meet your mother, είναι η πρώτη φορά που συναντάς τη μητέρα σου. How was it? Πώς ήτανε?
So the social worker told me to come half an hour earlier so we could meet and have discussed together before she came. And I was going there and the taxi was putting me there off at the driveway. And I don't know if you know Mitera, but the lane to the building is very long. And she was already standing there waiting with her husband.
Μας είπε ότι αφήχθηκε εκεί πέρα και της είχε πει η νοσοκόμα να έρθει μισή ώρα νωρίτερα. Έφτασε με το ταξί, αλλά ήδη την περίμενε. Ήταν εκεί ήδη η βιολογική μητέρα της με τον πατέρα. Did you understand that that was your mother or somebody, the nurse?
Straight away, yes.
Κατάλαβε αμέσως, λέει, ότι ήταν η μητέρα της. From the looks of her,
that is really, but she was looking at me and she was clearly waiting for me.
Ήταν όμως την κοίταζε και ξεκάθαρα την περίμενε. And how was it? The first time you meet your mother, biological mother?
It was strange. So I came up and we hugged. And because I spoke a little Greek at that time, at least we could exchange, we could have a little conversation. Because we had to wait outside until we were led inside by the social worker. But it was strange. And we were just looking at each other. And yeah, it's...
Sonia, did she show any affection?
I don't think so. Not in the beginning. Only when we were inside, she took my hand. She was crying all the time. And but no, I wouldn't say that. She hugged me, but that was it. No.
Μας είπε ότι στην αρχή η μητέρα της δεν έδειχνε στοργή απέναντί της. Όταν μπήκανε όμως μέσα στο μητέρα, της έπιασε το χέρι, έκλαιγε. Αλλά γενικότερα δεν αισθάνθηκε. You didn't feel that she was like too emotional.
No, she was not emotional. And I was not emotional as well. Maybe that's what I had from her.
Μας είπε ότι ούτε η μητέρα της, ούτε αυτή ήταν, πώς να το πω, emotional. Ψάχνω να βρω τη λέξη σωστή.
So, she was a kind of Dutch before going there, before you going there.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, but we had a good meeting and we were let inside and we sat next to each other. Her husband was there present and I was asking the social worker already before we met if I could also have some time with her alone without her husband present because, you know, I wanted to ask her a few questions.
Yes, yes. Why she gave you away?
Μας είπε η Σόνια ότι ήθελε να μείνει λίγο με τη μητέρα της μόνη, χωρίς τον σύζυγό της εκεί πέρα, να της κάνει ορισμένες ερωτήσεις. Το ζήτησε αυτό από την νοσοκόμα. And did she accept? Το αποδέχτηκε?
Yes, she
did. Το αποδέχτηκε. Και,
yes.
And what happened next? Και τι συνέβη μετά?
Okay, so we were talking and then he left and I asked her, before she said, you can ask me anything you want. And I said, well, you know, that goes for you as well. You can also ask me anything. And then she says, I don't need to ask you anything. You wrote this big letter. I know you.
Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι όταν μείνανε μόνες, είπε η μητέρα της ότι μπορεί να ρωτήσει να της κάνει όποια ερώτηση ήθελε και της είπε η Σόνια και η Σόνια της είπε και εσύ εάν θέλεις μπορείς να μου κάνεις όποια ερώτηση θέλεις και η μητέρα της απάντησε ότι δεν χρειάζεται γιατί στο γράμμα που μου έστειλες θα περιέγραφες όλα.
Yes.
So your mother was about 65 years old at the meeting.
She was 64. Yes, she was 64 at the meeting. And and she had a big present for me with her. She gave me all sorts of cloths, tablecloths and things, which she handmade, because she says, you were married, I wasn't at your wedding, but you're my daughter, and this is what mothers give to their daughters in Greece.
Της έδωσε λοιπόν η μητέρα της σαν δώρο, γαμήλιο δώρο, τραπεζομάντιλα και έτσι,
τραπεζομάντιλα.
Που τα είχε ίδια φτιάξει γιατί της είπε ότι όταν παντρεύονται εδώ τα κορίτσια και τα λοιπά η μητέρα δίνει στην κόρη της τραπεζομάντιλα τα οποία έχει πλέξει η ίδια. And well, how did it end? Πώς τελείωσε όλη αυτή η
σημαντική? But we're waiting for why she gave you away.
Yes. Well, she was not married, of course.
Yes. Okay.
And she was pushed by her parents to give me away. Yes. And the story goes, that's her story. And, you know, during these 2 hours which we met, I later found out that she told many, well, I wouldn't call it lies, but she was not very honest. And she told me that she had a brother, an older brother, 3 years older. He and his wife could not have any children, and that her brother said, if you give me your child, I will raise it as mine, and nobody will ever find out that she was yours.
Μας είπε ότι στις 2 ώρες που ήταν μαζί, η μητέρα της σε ορισμένες περιπτώσεις φάνηκε ότι δεν έλεγε την αλήθεια. Της είπε ότι ήταν ανήπαντρη όταν την γέννησε, και ότι είχε έναν αδερφό ο οποίος της είπε ότι αν μου δώσεις εμένα το παιδί κανείς δεν θα ξέρει ότι είναι κάποιου άλλου και ότι μπορεί να μείνει μαζί μου. And
she refused. She says, if you want my child, you go and adopt it legally.
Και η μητέρα της είπε στον αδερφό της ότι αν θέλεις το παιδί μπορείς να πας και να το υιοθετήσεις με νόμιμο τρόπο. And afterwards, what happened? Τι συνέβη μετά?
Okay, and then the husband left the room. So I said, listen, I would like to know about my father. And I would like to have his name. And maybe I can find him. And then she says, why do you want that? I said, well, he's my father. Yeah. And she says, but he left me. And I said, but you left me too. So she was laughing. And then she says, okay, he's called Nikos. Yeah, great.
So, ζήτησε να μάθει, η Σόνια ζήτησε από τη μητέρα της να μάθει ποιος είναι ο βιολογικός πατέρας της και τη μητέρα της είπε, γιατί το θες να το μάθεις αυτό, με άφησε.
Με παράτησε.
Με παράτησε και η Σόνια της είπε, μα και εσύ με παράτησες εμένα. Και της είπε ότι το όνομα του πατέρα της ήταν Νίκος.
Not the surname, just the name.
No. he didn't want to tell me the surname. So, well, you know, we were just talking a bit forwards and backwards, and then after 2 hours, they had to leave because she said there were still, she has 3 other sons. They were younger than me. And
three help. Sons?
Yes, three. Yeah, so I have 3 brothers with my mother.
So, μας είπε ότι μετά από 2 ώρες ήταν να φύγει, γιατί όπως της είπε, είχε 3 ακόμη αγόρια. Η μητέρα της, αδερφούς δηλαδή της Σόνια, που ήταν μικρότερη από αυτήν. And that was the last time. Yes.
Yeah, and she didn't tell them. So they never knew about me, and she wasn't going to tell them. So this was her secret, and she wasn't going to tell anybody. And she died 4 years later. And then I went back. And I didn't know because nobody told me, and I wanted to go to Mitera for the second time to meet with her, and then they told me she died, but her husband came to see me, and he took me to her grave.
But he didn't take you to his sons.
No, they weren't going to tell them. But I, you know,
This is very strange, Sonia.
Λοιπόν, yes. Let me translate. Μας είπε η Σόνια ότι όταν η μητέρα της της είπε ότι, ότι έχω 3 αγόρια που είναι μικρότερα από σένα και τα λοιπά, ζήτησε να τα δει η Σόνια και της είπε η μητέρα της ότι όχι, αυτό θα είναι μυστικό, δεν θέλω να ξέρουν ότι έχουν και μία αδερφή όπως εσύ. 4 χρόνια αργότερα η μητέρα της πέθανε. Και στη συνάντηση που είχε στο βρεφοκομείο μητέρα που ζήτησε να έχει, ήρθε ο σύζυγος της μητέρας της, ο οποίος την πήρε στον τάφο, την οδήγησε στον τάφο της μητέρας της, χωρίς να τη γνωρίσει στα
Σόνια,
της.
Σόνια, did you ask, let's say, your stepfather, if you could meet his, if you could
yes.
meet your brothers?
Yeah, and they refused. Because they didn't tell them anything, so that was impossible. But after she died, just you know, a few months later, she was dead for 1 year in 2005. I went for a weekend to Athens to visit her grave, and two of my 3 brothers were at the grave cleaning it.
Amazing.
Λοιπόν, μας είπε η Σόνια ότι 1 χρόνο μετά ήρθε πάλι στην Ελλάδα για να πάει στον τάφο της μητέρας της, πήγε όντως, τον επισκέφτηκε και εκεί βρήκε τα 2 αδέρφια της, τα οποία καθαρίζανε τον τάφο της μητέρας.
And what did you say, tell them?
So I went to them and I asked them, is this your mother on the grave? And they said yes. So I said, it's my mother too. And
what did they say at the moment?
Oh, they were shocked. They were shocked. And they didn't believe it, but I knew so many things. And they said, okay, we will call you, and I will have to talk to my father first.
Probably they went to their father.
Yes.
So, όταν τους είπε, τους ρώτησε τα 2 αγόρια που ήταν εκεί πέρα, αν είναι αυτή η μητέρα σας που είναι στον τάφο και της είπανε ναι, τους είπε η ίδια ότι είναι και δικιά μου μητέρα και αυτοί σοκαριστήκανε, γιατί ασφαλώς δεν ξέρανε τίποτα τέτοιο. Ανταλλάξαν τηλέφωνα και είπανε ότι θα μιλήσουν στον πατέρα τους πρώτα. So they spoke to your to
yes.
their father and μίλησαν στον πατέρα τους.
And they had a big fight in the family.
Oh.
Because you know they said, you know, we're not children anymore. We should have known.
Of course.
We wanted to know. Now our mother is dead. We cannot ask her anything anymore. They were really mad. So that caused a big fight in the family. But you know, sometimes I'm in contact with one of them, but not very much. And
so they didn't keep the contact with you.
No. They were not very happy. They didn't understand, and they thought having a sister out of wedlock, whatever. No, that didn't fit in their lives.
Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι πήγανε στον πατέρα τους, μιλήσανε. Προφανώς ο πατέρας τους το επιβεβαίωσε και τσακωθήκανε στην οικογένεια, γιατί τους είχαν αποκρύψει ένα τέτοιο γεγονός, και το γεγονός ότι είχε πεθάνει η μητέρα τους, δεν μπορούσαν πλέον να τις κάνουν ερωτήσεις σχετικά για το θέμα αυτό. Εν πάση περιπτώσει, τσακωθήκανε εκεί πέρα. Η ίδια ήρθε σε επαφή και έχει επαφή με έναν από αυτούς, αλλά όχι.
Αλλά όχι πολύ ζεστά, δεν ναι, το πήραν ναι. πολύ ζεστά ούτε αυτοί. Άρα,
ήτανε, ίσως γιατί.
So, your mother and your stepfather, maybe they were right that they didn't want. Maybe the whole mentality of the family was not like what we expected.
That's what I think so too. So I stopped concentrating myself on them and I started concentrating on finding my father.
Yes.
And did you find him?
And oh yes, I did. Well, he died. Unfortunately, he was already dead since many years, but I found another 8 siblings, 4 brothers, 4 sisters.
Eight,
and a huge family, many cousins, nieces, nephews. And the nice part of it is they love me. They like it.
Now, where from is your father?
Kalamata.
And where your mother?
She was from Kalamata as well. Born in Afplion, but she moved to Kalamata.
So you see, in Greece, from the same city, neighbors, totally different characters.
Λοιπόν, επειδή, because we don't have much time, let me translate. Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι επικεντρώθηκε στο να βρει τον πατέρα της, τον βρήκε. Ήταν από την Καλαμάτα, είχε άλλα 8 παιδιά ο πατέρας της.
4 αγόρια, 4
κορίτσια. 4 αγόρια, 4 κορίτσια. Ήταν όμως ήδη νεκρός. Με αυτή την οικογένεια δηλαδή του πατέρα της, έχουν κρατήσει επαφή και είναι πολύ κοντά. And Sonia, now you are in contact with, είναι σε επαφή με τους your brothers and sisters.
Everyone.
Με όλους.
Everyone.
Με όλους.
Every week. Always.
So you go.
So I found them through DNA 2.5 years ago, and it took a bit because nobody knew about me. Apparently, because my father still has 3 sisters who are in their 90s and still alive. One of my aunts told me only last year that my mother told everybody she had a miscarriage. So nobody knew I was ever born.
Μάλιστα. Λοιπόν, επειδή ο πατέρας της είχε άλλες 2 αδερφές στα 90 τους, τις είπαν αυτές ότι η μητέρα της τις είχε πει ότι είχε κάνει αποβολή.
So, it seems that your father was much older than your mother then.
Yes, he was 14 years older. Yeah. But he died young. He was only 72. Mm-hmm.
Sonia,
or 74, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Would you like to say something? Because I think we are at the end of your story
running
and we don't
time.
Have much time.
Okay. Yes, I would like, of course, if I can get the opportunity to thank my family, to thank all my brothers and sisters for accepting me. I go there every year. I speak to them very often. And I'm very grateful to have them.
Μας είπε ότι θέλει να ευχαριστήσει την οικογένειά της που την αποδέχτηκαν. Πηγαίνει και τους βλέπει κάθε χρόνο. Είναι πολύ κοντά τους, μιλάνε συχνά. And the only thing left is to find this Maria Spanoudaki, this lady.
I hope somebody who listens will recognize the story. She must be 82, 83 years old. And believe me, I am a searcher. I have searched everywhere, and I can't find her. So she will be my last one, and I will go on until I find her.
Θα προσπαθήσει λοιπόν όσο μπορεί να τη βρει την Μαρία Σπανουδάκη. Sonia, unfortunately, we are running out of time. We would like
whether
to thank
you coming
very,
back to Kalamata.
We would like to thank you very much.
In the summer,
in
definitely.
The summer, yes.
We would like to thank you very much because unfortunately we are running out of time. Yes. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For being
you,
with us, telling us,
thank you very much
sharing
for
your story.
Me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sonia.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Λοιπόν, κυρίες και κύριοι, ακούσαμε τη Sonia Reinsdorp από την Ολλανδία.